Thanks, guys. I'm so unworthy, and I just am so graced.
Could you ever imagine that just yesterday
no.
you had a report that says there's no hope?
Yep, permanent.
Did you hear that? The doctor says that it's permanent. You'll never hear again in your life. And just the next day, look the difference it makes when you come to the house of healing, the house of God. God bless you. Praise be to God. Is there somebody else? Come. My friend, come. Tell me what happened to you.
A kid at school pushed me down and I fell on the ground. And my...
You fell on the ground from where?
I was on my knees.
On your knees.
And my shoulder really hurt. And I had to go to the nurse. And now it feels better.
Now, when did it happen?
Last Friday.
Last Friday. And where in your shoulders? Both sides?
No, just this one.
This side. Now, how does it feel? No pain?
No.
No pain. No pain. And you had pain when you came today. The pain
yes.
is gone. I'm trying to rub. I'm trying. And it doesn't hurt. It doesn't even look any bit like it bothered him. But how wonderful it is. Jesus loves you. Pain is gone. Oh, praise be to God. What happened to you, ma'am?
I get arthritis. Problem. So my knee is, I got that 17 years and now I couldn't move.
17 years you've been having this kneecap problem.
Yes.
How do you know you're healed tonight? How would you know?
Because I could move. I have a cane, but I won't come over here without a cane.
Where's your cane? Somebody, would you bring the cane? You walk with the cane?
Yes.
How did you walk here without the cane? This is more than a cane. This is more than a cane. I know canes very well because I used to be beaten with it.
So that's what I'm wearing. I could not bend my knee.
You could not bend your knees?
No.
Could you bend it now? Wow. And you walk for me, please. Come up, come with me. You don't need to walk with this. She came with this, but now she's walking on her own without the use of this. That's a miracle of God. Praise be to God. God bless you. Amen. What happened to you?
I'm supposed to go to the doctor tomorrow for my ear. Yeah, but I said there's a healing tonight, so I have to come. And by faith, I believe that God is healing me, and that's why I remove already the something that I put in the ear. I remove it, and it's.
And you can hear?
Yes.
Clearly?
Yes. And besides, I have arthritis at 81, and so many pain.
You're 81? I need to check your ID.
But now, no more pains.
No more pain. Wow. You're just like you got a new body.
Praise the Lord.
No more pain. All over.
No more.
And you can
write this pain no more.
No more. And you can hear from this ear. You close this ear for me, please. Close it.
Yeah, I hear it.
You can hear. That's a miracle of God. I'm glad you came here because Jesus is more than a doctor. You don't have to see the doctor tomorrow. You can come to the presence of God and you can pray and praise tomorrow instead of having to go and spend your money and spend your time with the doctor.
My pain time only healing.
It's gone. God bless you. My friend, what happened to you?
February 26th of last year, I have my right rotator cuff repair. And 6 weeks after, I have to go back to work, but I have to use my left arm, and then I ruined it. I always have pain all the time, but now it's gone completely.
Completely. Look at that. You could not do this without pain before.
It's always been a painful one, all the time.
And you have been gone to treatments, medication.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to visit the doctor this coming Tuesday. But I'm not going to do that anymore.
Wow. God is always on time. Oh, praise God. That's a miracle of God. Somebody else, come. Are you ready for the next miracle prayer? All right. What happened?
Hi. I damaged my knee some years ago teaching aerobics in the days when we were jumping up and down like lunatics. And I've had surgery once and it was really getting bad again. So.
And what happened?
And I ran around the room three times and I haven't run in a long time.
Whoa! How wonderful! You have not run for so long. And
I dance for the Lord because I used to dance and I want to dance for the Lord.
All right.
And I haven't been able to do that.
All right. You're gonna come for one of those, what they call it, not rehearsals, come for when they check you out and how you dance.
Auditions.
You're going to come for an audition.
We have Allison here. She dances for the Lord.
Oh, come on. Let's give God the praise. She ran round this hall three times and hadn't run for so long. My friend, what happened to you? Come this way. Come right up to the middle. What happened to you?
3 weeks ago tonight, I was hit by a drunk driver on my way to work. The whole left side was stuck in the accident.
Stuck in what?
In the accident. And I pulled myself
in the accident?
Out.
You pulled yourself out?
And the car began to fill with smoke. And people in traffic tried to break the windows and the doors. And then I tried myself. I cut my hands all up. And I did notice that my sneakers were in the accident. So I looked down and I said, please God, let there be feet. And my foot was there. I've been having dizzy problems for 3 weeks, so I didn't think I can go back to work. So tomorrow's my first day. So my leg was stuck in the accident, and the bone is fractured. But I just kneeled for the first time in 3 weeks.
Fractured. It was fractured. It was stuck in the accident.
Yes.
Now, could you do it for me, please? Kneel down. Wow! Couldn't do it for 3 weeks. It's a real accident case. He's an accident victim. And you're not supposed to be able to bend your knees.
Well, the neurologist said I have left-sided nerve damage. Tomorrow's the appointment with the doctor, but I feel much better. He's gonna have a different view on it.
He doesn't need to do anything anymore for you. You go get tested, checked, and give God the praise.
Anybody at the accident said EMS came to the room in the emergency room and says, we don't know what was with you, but when we got to the scene, we said the man in the red car is dead. But I'm the man in the red car.
Whoa, praise the name of Jesus. You live dangerously. Oh, praise God.
Very grateful.
Come on, one more time. Let's give God the praise. God is awesome in this place. I want to pray one more miracle prayer for you. Maybe just yet another one. But whatever that sickness is on your body, whatever need that may be, you could be suffering from cancer, blood conditions. You could have a problem with your eyes. You need a miracle from God. I want you to stand on your feet now. I'm going to pray for you. The power of God is in this place. He's healing people right now. Take your hand and place it over your sickness, wherever it may be. Put your hand in that place. If you're sick in more than two places, put your hand over your forehead. It could be a kidney problem, a liver disease, a blood condition. You may have had a growth, cyst, lumps on your breast, hernias. Put your hand over that place. I'm going to pray the pre-miracle prayer now. In the name of Jesus, I bind every foul spirit of heart disease. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I bind every foul spirit that causes liver conditions, kidney failures. Go in the name of Jesus. Sugar diabetes, I bind you now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I uproot cancer cells. I curse cancer cells to die at its roots. In the name of Jesus, I command growths to disappear. In the name of Jesus, I bind every foul spirit of blindness. I command cataracts to be removed. Now, in the name of Jesus, blur visions, double visions, go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, retina detachment, go in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, every blood condition, every skin conditions, go in the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, no matter what the name of that sickness or disease may be, I come against you in the name that is above every name. And in that name of Jesus, leave now and be gone in Jesus' name. I release the healing power of God now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle now in Jesus' name. Be healed. There it goes. That's the power of God on your body, back in your homes, watching now in this place. Receive your miracle. That's the power of God on your body, in your eyes, over that area of affliction. Now in the name of Jesus, take your hands off, open your eyes, look up here. Do what you cannot do before. Check your body, check your eyes, check wherever it is, press into where that growth is. You find that it's gone. The miracle power of God is in this place. Now, I understand that there are many of you that needs to take the test of time, or you need to get examined by the doctors, go see the hospital, get an x-ray. I understand that. And some of you, many of you may need to do that. Go ahead and do it. Come back with the praise report and give God the glory. But there may be some of you that when you check now, you will know. Check it and you'll find that God has healed you. I want to pray one more miracle prayer. You may be seated. The greatest miracle of all is not the opening of a blind eye. It is not the uncocking of a deaf ear. It's not the crippled walking. That's not the greatest miracle of all. But the greatest miracle of all is the healing of your soul. And if you are hurting, you're afraid that you're under a curse, and there is no peace in your heart, you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and you carry into this hall a load of sin, and you're looking for something that is great enough, a power that can change your life. You've come to the right place. When you see these miracles that changes the lives of these men and women, the same Jesus who died on the cross to pay the price for the forgiveness of your sins is here tonight. So that you don't have to go home with your load of sin, you can leave it behind and walk away a free man and woman. You're born to be free. You're born to live free. And God gave you all that is in your world. That life need not be a pain and a misery, but be a joy, a satisfaction, and a fulfillment. Tonight, Jesus is here to change your life. I want to offer up the next miracle prayer. And in this miracle prayer, I'm going to ask Almighty God to change lives in this place. I am asking in this miracle prayer for your sins to be forgiven. You say to me tonight, sir, when you offer up this miracle prayer, please include me in this prayer. I want my sins forgiven. I want the peace of God. I want the power of God to change my life. I want every one of you, would you stand on your feet? Everyone in this hall, please stand on your feet. About ready to offer up this miracle prayer, and you say to me, include me in this prayer. I want my sins forgiven. I want a peace of God. I want my life changed. I want Jesus to come into my heart so that God is with me from today for the rest of my life. If this is what you want, wherever you are standing, all the way to the back, if this is what you want me to offer up this miracle prayer for you, quickly lift your hand up to me so I can see you. Yes, yes, yes. Is there anyone else? You don't know Jesus. Your sins has never been forgiven. This prayer is for you. You have never had the peace of God in your heart. This prayer is for you. You have never had your sins forgiven. This is your night. Keep your hands up. We'll pray for you. I want the leaders of the church or people who are with that responsibility to just look around and see these hands lifted so you can recognize them. You know who they are. They are precious to you. They are people whom God has loved and watched over the days of their lives right up to this time, that God will pour His love and power into their hearts. Would you keep your hands up? If you're lifting up your hands, I'll pray this miracle prayer for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You and we bring all these precious lives to You. That Jesus, You have come 2,000 years ago to take their place on the cross. And tonight, You've come for them to give them eternal life, the peace of God to be poured into their hearts, and the love of God that will change them forever. I ask You right now in the name of Jesus, let every curse of sin be broken now in Jesus' name and make them free. I pray in the name of Jesus that You will come into their hearts as Savior and Lord as they accept You and receive You into their hearts. And I pray that You will make them from today the children of God. Thank You, Jesus, that You'll fill their hearts with peace from heaven. And I thank You that from this day, goodness and mercies will follow them all the days of their life. For we ask and pray all these in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
Come on, let's give the Lord a big praise in this place this evening. Hallelujah.